Hey, Raider fans, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. I have with me here at training camp in Napa, Greg Papa. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jeanette. Long time no see. How are you?
I know. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you look great.
Not too bad. Thank you, sir. Let's talk a little bit about what you do when you come out here to training camp. What are you looking for?
Everything. I'm soaking it all in. Professional football is such a complicated sport. It's evolved over the years. You know, back in the 70s, the same 11 guys on offense played against the same 11 guys on defense. Now it changes down in distance, and you're looking for packages. And I mean, early in camp like this, I'm trying to get a look at the guys that I don't know, how they run, how they move, how they cut, so I can identify them immediately. And I'm looking to see how they're going to fit in to the team, what roles they may have on the team. And overall, just looking at players, seeing how they're moving around. I'm pretty much doing what anybody else would do when they come out here, but I'm looking a little closer at just certain aspects of a player's on-field demeanor that I can immediately pick up, because once they start for real, it goes 100 miles an hour. So you can't just show up on Sunday and call the game. Pretty much Sunday is when I take a day off. Calling the game's the easy part. It's the preparation to get ready to call the game.
And the games do get pretty exciting, especially once you do get a chance to know some of these players. You know a little bit about their personalities, because I see you interacting with them, not just, 5 minutes before the game, but like you said, to really understand the type of player they are. How do you see, with this new era of football, as they're calling it, the new era of Raider football, how do you see the differences taking place with some of the players that were already here?
It's interesting. Like, I saw Darius make a great catch today, and he is so much improved. And I thought of Al right away and how proud he would be, because that was his vision. And he got lambasted for picking him. And now to see Darius become a productive wide receiver and make the real strides, not as a route runner, as a pass catcher, as a blocker, everything he does, he's just better than when he got here. So there is a little bit of a twist to your mind where you're seeing new guys. Like Mike Goodson was not a guy that Al brought in, and I was very impressed by him today. His speed is, he looks like a big Charlie Garner at times, maybe because he wears 25, but he cuts and spins like Charlie, but he's bigger, and he's got breakaway speed. Very different runner than Michael Bush. But you're right, I'm looking at the new guys that I've not seen much of, and then there's the old guard. Mike Mitchell was an Al favorite. Just so many guys that Al liked. Michael Huff now making plays, coming from one hash mark to the other side to make a play, which he didn't do as a younger player. So, yeah, there is a little bit where I'm always thinking of Al when I'm here anyway, but when you see a Darius Heyward Bey, you do flash back to the old era, if you will. But then we have to realize that it's all changed now, and it'll be exciting to see how the new people progress forward with this now.
A lot of folks probably recognize you from all that you do with the Raiders. What's the question that people ask you most? What do they say? Hey, is this true?
What's Jeanette really like is what they ask me constantly. And I said, I wish I knew. I don't see her very much. No, about the Raiders, it was basically Al, I think, was always, people always wanted to know about Al because he was so mysterious and didn't let people get too close to him. So, and I wouldn't tell him anything about him because he wouldn't. He wouldn't want that out. So, about the football team, they want to know everything. The head coach is always the guy now, and Reggie, I think, to some respect. But the head coach is the guy who's front and center. That's another thing that when I come to camp early, I want to see how the coach is interacting with everybody. He's a guy that's a defensive guy, and he's on that side of the ball, but he's also on the offensive side. So you're seeing if he's truly going to coach the entire football team, because the good coaches, the best coaches in football, like Bill Belichick, don't just coach the defense. They coach the entire team, and their game management is so superb. So I look for everything. So basically the questions I get, Jeanette being number one, and then Al being number two.
You've got the Summer Olympics going on right now.
Yes.
If you had to represent the United States in the Summer Games, what sport would you choose?
Wow, that's a great question. Synchronized diving,
really?
I think would be. No, I was watching that. I was watching that last night. First of all, my daughters, they do love the Raiders, and they do come to a lot of Raider games, but they're not big baseball fans. They're not big basketball fans because they're so busy. They dance and everything. My sons watch everything, but my daughters watch every moment of the Olympics. It is the one true event. I've got to call an Olympic Games just so my daughter will be proud of me. She thinks, Raiders, that's not that big. Go do an Olympics, Dad. So they are so into the Olympics. And last night, I'm kind of being facetious, but we were watching synchronized diving, which, I mean, I've seen synchronized swimming over the year. I've never seen it. And the Chinese were by far the best duo. So I think you and I together Can they do a co-ed synchronized diving, Jeanette?
We can be the first.
We could be the first. I'd let you go in, and then I'd jump right in behind you.
I don't think we'll score too high on that one.
We don't care, but we'd have fun, right?
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jeanette Thompson. This is Greg Papa. You will see him all season long, or rather, you will hear him. Right?
Touchdown Raiders. Six
Wait,
a game.
Can you give
Six
one?
A game.
Give us one.
No, they got to score one. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I don't want to put pressure on the guys.
Defense did today here at practice,
though. When the defense scores one, then I really get excited.
All right. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Watch all of your training camp 2012 coverage right here at Raiders.com.